What's up, friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Oh my goodness, it's so good to be with you today. So in today's episode, man, we're getting real, you guys. Life got really real for me really quick a couple weeks ago. So I've actually been sick with COVID. I've had the flu and I got hit really, really hard. I was down for, my gosh, a little over 10 days, which is nuts. I don't usually get sick like this, but it was right after a pretty stressful season. And in today's episode, I'm sharing how, you guys know, I'm almost 14 years sober, and a couple of weeks ago, I had some alcohol. Now, listen, I did not relapse. It was an accident, and I'll tell you the story in the episode today, but if you're struggling with anything in life, I hope that today's episode encourages you. I told you guys at the start of this podcast, if you've been with me since episode one, or maybe you just jumped in, but I always said I'd be honest with you guys, and I'd share where I'm at in life, and so yeah, I had a reality check a couple weeks ago and it was pretty intense and I'm super grateful that it happened. I was not super grateful in the moment, but I'll tell you the funny story of how it all went down and kind of the lessons I'm learning from it. So anyways, I'm so grateful you're here and I just want you to know no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what you're walking through, you are welcome here. And nothing you've done and nothing that's been done to you disqualifies you from the love and the grace and the compassion of God. All right. Let's dive in.
Welcome to a Holy Mess podcast. All right, my friends, we all know life can be so difficult and painful at times, especially when we're carrying grief or loss or wrestling with shame about our past, anxiety about our future, or frankly, like we are just not enough. But there has to be so much more for us. There is hope and joy, peace, love, fun, purpose, and a reason that you, my friend, are on this planet. Let's partner with God so you can be who He created you to be as you wrestle through and trudge through your mess. Hi, I'm Danny, a recovering alcoholic, a mom, a wife, a mentor, and dust. We are only here for a moment. Let's live like it. I'm just like you. I'm a holy mess most days. Actually, every day. Let's have some fun and laugh while trudging through our mess. This stuff doesn't need to be dry and boring. Let's dig in.
All right, friends, so forgive the raspy voice, but I just wanted to step out to my office. So I'm actually still not feeling awesome, but I've been dying to record this episode. So I've had a couple of, you guys know, I have a couple of group coaching programs going on right now, and I've shared this with my group. So I actually shared it literally immediately with my groups, which I'm really grateful for. And I wasn't sure when I was going to share on the podcast that I drank. And listen, I know it sounds funny, but I'm not considering it a relapse because it really was an accident, and I'll tell you the whole story, but I wanted to give you guys the punchline right off the bat. I am still sober. I'm super grateful. I have not had another drink since that drink a couple weeks ago, but it rocked me to my core. And anybody who struggled with any addiction or any real issue in your life, you know what I'm talking about when you're just kind of rocked to your core. And it was kind of a fork in the road for me, and it was really enlightening. And honest to God, I'm super grateful that it happened. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone to have to deal head on with whatever their struggle is, but I will tell you that God used it and I'm really, really grateful. And so, okay, let me tell you the story. So a couple weeks ago, it was one of my dearest friend's birthdays. So she had this big party and just incredible atmosphere. Just, it was a beautiful evening. Okay. So picture it, beautiful evening. There's a ton of people there. So she loves good tasting food. And she has a very spicy palate, apparently. So anyways, they had the meal catered and they just kept bringing us food. We were playing games and there was appetizers and everything. One dish was better than the next. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing. The whole evening, the food was amazing. The atmosphere, the company, it was beautiful. Okay, so we're playing a game and I'm sitting here with this one woman. We're kind of in the back and we're talking and she's going through a hard time. And so of course, Danny, you know, I'm trying to be very present because that's what I do and it's what I love. And so I was just trying to be very present for this woman and just chat with her and chat through stuff. So somebody handed me a plate and of course I dig right in because it just looks delicious. And like two bites in, my mouth is on fire. And when I say on fire, you guys, now listen, my family's Middle Eastern. I think we eat pretty flavorful, but I'm still just this wimpy white girl and I still like spicy food goes right through me. It's just my mouth goes on fire. My palms were sweating. I must have eaten like a whole pepper of some sort. So I'm in the middle of this conversation. My mouth is on fire. My throat is burning. So I say to this woman, and of course my water bottle's empty. So I said, hey, let's go get something to drink. I just ate a really, you know, it's kind of spicy, and which is just hilarious in and of itself. Like, my mouth is on fire, okay? My life is on fire, and I'm still trying to be very present for this woman who's going through something. And, you know, she was in a really intense part of her story, so I didn't want to just say, excuse me, I'm going to go get something to drink. But honestly, I should have just had a boundary and said, excuse me, I'll be right back. But isn't that just like all of us to just continue to suck it up and take care of the people in front of us, right? So listen, I know I'm a life transformation coach, but I do this work because I'm still in transformation, you guys. Like, I don't have it all figured out or put together. And this is one of the reasons why I do this work. So anyways, I'm still working on myself. Okay, so I get up, she comes with me, and I'm still trying to like just focus on her. And literally, you guys, I'm like tearing, okay? And the lady probably thinks I'm tearing because of her story. I was actually tearing because my mouth was disintegrating, okay? So we walk into the little foyer, and there's like a wine bar on our right, and to our left, there's like strawberry water and lemonade and Pellegrinos and Perriers and all the things, right? And so I'm like, oh man, I'll have lemonade because that will quench it. I immediately pour myself a glass of lemonade, down it, and then I pour myself another glass of lemonade and drank about 3/4 of that glass of lemonade as we're walking back to our seats. And so in a matter of, I don't know, 45 seconds, I drank, I don't know, 16 ounces of lemonade, maybe more. I don't know. I'm not really counting, but it was a lot, okay? Couldn't even taste it. I was just trying to put my mouth at ease. So we sit down and they're still playing a game, and I lean over to my friend and I go, man, was there something in that lemonade? And she goes, yeah, didn't you see the sign? It said spiked. It's spiked lemonade. Immediately, I freak out and I panic. You guys, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I haven't had alcohol. At this point, I think it was a little over 4,800 days of zero alcohol. And so, of course, I am literally buzzed. I think I was a little drunk immediately. Now, mind you, I haven't had alcohol in a while. I just downed who knows how much in that lemonade. Who knows what it was even spiked with. And I am freaking out. Okay. So I immediately text Gary, my husband, and my mentor, Lori, who, God bless Lori and Gary, who were uber present and responded right away. And I was like, I just drank. Oh my gosh, pray for me. I'm okay, but I'm having a panic attack. What do I do? And both of them were like, you know, drink water. And Gary was like, do you want me to come pick you up? I'm like, no, no, I'll be fine. And so anyway, so I jumped up. I go and I get a glass of water. And I mean, I probably downed 2 glasses of water immediately because I'm trying to sober up now, right? And then I grabbed a Pellegrino and I sat down and I was trying to do some breathing. And mind you, we're still in the middle of games. And then my friend started calling people up to give speeches about her. And of course, there's like 50 people there, and she only called a handful of us up to give a speech about her. And they were impromptu, right? She didn't want anyone prepared because she knew we'd all say no and because we'd be nervous or something. And so for about 20 minutes, you guys, I just went through this anxiety and fear, and holy cow, life just got real, real quick. And I'll be honest with you, it felt really good to be buzzed. It took me right back to the reason why I drank in the first place, when it still worked. And by the end of my drinking days, alcohol didn't work for me. And so, which I'm super grateful for at this point, because, you know, alcohol works for people until it doesn't, and it stopped working for me. But I was reminded of, oh my gosh, this is such like a real struggle. And, you know, I was sharing with my friends who are in my programs, and I was trying to explain to them how, you know, people ask me all the time, like, do you think now that because you've done all this work and you're doing all this work and you've worked with addicts for all this time and you've worked with people working through their stuff, like, do you think now you could actually like go out to dinner and have a glass of wine? And I've never said yes, because frankly, I don't want to toy with it. And I think that, yes, I have done all this work, but I don't think I've been delivered of my addiction. And I know I can get addicted to anything. Like, there's other things that I struggle with now, just because it's not a chemical or alcohol. Oh my gosh, I get obsessive about different things. And, you know, I could become a work addict. I could become a people addict, like all the things. And so, but I was reminded how, number one, how fragile life is, and how when we have these core issues, you guys, they don't necessarily ever go away. And I don't think that's actually a bad thing. I think that it keeps us, you know, on our knees. It keeps us humble. It keeps us in this place of desperate surrender with God. And I think it really keeps us in a place of service, in a place of care, in a place of compassion and empathy and all of that. And so But I went back and forth in my head, and I'll, you know, just being completely honest with my community, because you guys are my community, I really did go back and forth like, gosh, should I drink more? And I know it sounds crazy, but that's my thoughts. Like, my thoughts went to a dark place for a little bit. And I was at this fork in the road of like, who could blame me? I mean, I already had one drink. What's the harm with one more? And what if this was just one night off of sobriety? And I started rationalizing and going down these places. And by the grace of God, I did not have another sip after I realized it was spiked lemonade. But I will tell you, I toyed with it for a good 20, 25 minutes. And that alone is enough to keep me humble and to keep me on my knees and to make me realize yet again how this issue is not something that I want to play with. And it's not necessarily something that's ever going to go away for me. And so I'm going through this thought process. I'm sitting there, my face is all red. I'm trying to sober up as quickly as I can. And my friend calls me up to give a speech about her. So I'm one of the handful of people that she invited up to give a speech about her. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding. Like, Johnny on the spot, come up here and give a 5-minute speech. And I love this woman. She's incredible. And I hope the speech went okay. But I was so buzzed and slightly drunk when I gave this speech. And so she said I did fine and all the things. But oh my gosh, you guys, it was just such a reality check. And honestly, I look at this now, I'm really grateful. Here's why I'm grateful. Number one, I'm not grateful that I toyed with the idea to drink more, but I'm grateful because a couple weeks ago, I had a chance to say no when I really wanted to say yes. Okay. And part of me wanted to say no as well, but part of me did want to say yes. And I'm not going to lie about that. Like, lying about it doesn't make it right. And it doesn't take away that those thoughts that I had. But here's the thing. When we do this inner healing work, when we do this self-awareness stuff, when we allow others to speak life and grace and compassion into us, and when we can have empathy for ourselves and our struggles, and number one, we're able to be more honest about our struggles and about our stuff. And if I didn't have such a team and a community of love and grace and compassion around me, I'm not sure I'd be as honest and authentic as I am. But my community allows me to be authentic. And it's one of the reasons why we're building this community with the Feel Better Journey Group Coaching Program and the other programs, because here's the deal. We want an authentic place for people to land and to deal with whatever they're dealing with. Some people are going through divorces, or some people are struggling with their older kids, or some people are just struggling about like what they want to do in their career. And, you know, you guys, we need places. We need safe, faith-based places to be able to process authentically and not have people who want to fix us, but people that want to journey with us as we figure out where God is leading us and what God wants us to do in the different relationships in our lives and our career or just in life in general. And so you guys, you know, I'm really grateful because I saw the fork in the road. I saw the road I could have went down. I could have relapsed so quickly, you guys. And honestly, I have such empathy for people that struggle with not just addiction, but obsessive things or things that they medicate with. And you guys, my issue was alcohol years ago. It still can be alcohol. But also, you guys, there are so many other things that we can all struggle with. And I'm talking, we could struggle with our anger. We could struggle with our emotions. We could struggle with food. Oh my gosh. We could struggle with sex. We could struggle with the movies we watch. We could struggle with a whole host of issues, you guys. And it doesn't really matter what the issues are, because they're all human. They're all quote unquote normal. They're all real issues. And so it's, how are we going to deal with them and bring them into the light and be honest? And so, you know, I think I was super stressed after this all happened because I saw how close I got to the line of wanting to drink again. And oh my gosh, how close I could have literally fallen off the wagon that night for God knows how long. I mean, yeah, I tremble at the thought of throwing my whole life away. It was very humbling. It was scary. Honestly, it's very enlightening. It was like getting cold water in my face. I mean, it was just a reality check of life. And so here's what I want to offer my friends today, you guys today. Here's what I want to say to you, my friend. If you're struggling in some area of your life, number one, I just want you to know everybody's got their struggles and you're not alone. And I know that sometimes we feel alone and we feel isolated. But I just want you to know I see you and I'm with you and I love you. And I want you to know that no matter what the church or what other Christians have said or whatever lens you read the Bible through, or you've been taught to read the Bible through, God's compassion, his grace, his love, his care, his empathy for you is so huge. And when we can really begin, when we can really continue to internalize his grace and his love and his care through community or through friendship or through music or through nature or through his word, whatever inspires you, whatever draws you closer to God, you guys, that is where we need to be. That is where we need to spend some time. And so I just want you to know I'm with you. I want you to know that I do not stand on a pedestal and say, this is what you should do. I'm a fellow journeyer, and this is one of the reasons why I got into this work. I'm passionate about life transformation work. It is what I was created for, I believe. And you guys, whatever part of your story that you're struggling with, I just want you to know that I have seen God, quote unquote, rewrite different parts of our stories. And I believe scripture is true. You know, in Joel, it talks about that God restores to us the years the locusts have eaten. And you guys, I've seen it over and over again in my students' lives and in my life and in my friends' lives and in my community's lives. And I want to give you guys hope. And I want you to know that if you're struggling, man, you're not alone. And I'm just grateful you're here. And I just really wanted to share that. I didn't write this before. I just kind of riffed because A, I'm still not feeling good. And B, I wanted it just to kind of come off the cuff as I remembered it. And I didn't want to have like talking points or here's three steps you should do or anything like that. I just really just wanted to share authentically with my community and let you know that I'm still in process and I am super grateful. I will never take another day of my sobriety for granted. I will never take another day, Lord willing, please, when I get to have breath in my lungs and live and breathe and thrive on this planet. And so I wish and I pray that same thing for you, my friend. I pray that you would know how loved you are and that you would know that God is not done with you, with your story. And there's so much more for him to do through you, in you, and with you on this planet. So I want to say a quick prayer for you. And I just want to thank the Lord for you. So Lord, first of all, I just thank you for my friend. I thank you for this platform. Thank you for this podcast. I thank you, Lord, that whatever my friend is going through, that you will get them through it. And so Lord, I praise you, God, for my sobriety. I praise you for your hand upon my life. And Lord, I thank you for this community, a place where we can be honest, where we can be authentic, where we can seek after you, God, and know that we don't have to have all the answers, Father, that we can just live comfortably, even in the questions, because we know you are with us. And Lord, some of my friends are struggling, Lord, and I pray for your peace. I pray for your guidance. And I pray that they would know that as we are united in you, Lord, that we're united with one another. And so, Father, I thank you for your grace. I thank you that for whatever is going on, there's always more behind the scenes with you at work. Thank you, Lord, that our darkest days do not define us. And thank you for your love and your compassion. Bless my friend in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so grateful you guys are here. Thanks for being a part of my community. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Have a great day and I'll talk to you in a few days.
Hello, my friend. If this episode blessed you, made you laugh, or triggered you, hey, that's growth. Please do me a favor and share this with a friend. And if you feel led, please leave a written review for the show. That really helps us out. Don't forget, you are in good company if you're feeling more broken than you'd like to admit. And you are more loved than you can ever imagine. Have a great week. See you next time.